Hello, Abhay. This is the part three of speaking. I would like to ask you a few questions and we can take it on from there. What are the differences between adults and children in terms of making friends?
There are various differences in making like attitude of children and adults while making friends. Most of the time, adults, they are a bit kind of reserved person, so they like to have a friendship with people who are like-minded, and
right.
And also they are. But while considering children, they are very open and free, so they like the children who can play with them, and they are free as well,
okay.
And they can enjoy. But
okay.
in case of adults,
mm-hmm.
They are more of status oriented. They look for the friendship of, like they mostly check for the status of the person.
Right. If it's matching them or not.
Matching them or not. But in case of children, they do not see status. Their friendship is beyond this limitations, I can say.
Okay.
And also in case of adults, another important criteria for adults is like caste and
creed and color.
Mm-hmm. But children, they seldom look for such kind of qualities or some kind. They seldom has such kind of criteria for friendships.
Right, absolutely. Can adults make friends with children?
Yes, adults. Sometimes adults can make friendship with children. There are various reasons to it, such as adults, they like to see their childhood with the childhood from the life of children.
Okay.
And also they want to get relaxed and with the innocence of children after a hectic day at work. Also they want to have a friendship which is beyond anything like beyond any caste and creed. But unlike such kind of adults, there are some other adults who are a bit reserved.
Uh-huh.
And they are more of status oriented, and they also don't want to get involved, they don't want to be in that kind of jolly mood that children have. So they do not like to have a friendship with children.
Okay.
They are more of
So basically, adults are of two kinds: one friendly in nature, and one who is a little restricted and reserved and different. Right. Okay. What do you think are the most important factors when making friends?
Yeah, there are different most important factors are like loyalty,
mm-hmm.
understanding, patience, then attitude,
okay.
then nature.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, coming to the loyalty, the important aspect of loyalty is like how loyal that person is towards me.
Mm-hmm.
He would be towards me. Because even though like there would be changes our financial status financial status or social status in future, but he should be still loyal to me. Also, whatever the circumstances are there, whatever
mm-hmm.
the differences are there in between us or imparted by other third person,
okay.
there should be a common understanding between us.
Uh-huh.
Also, whatever be the our behavior or conditions around us that is leading us to be in a not good state of mind at that time, we should have enough patience to listen to our friends.
Uh-huh.
Also, we should not change our attitude as per the changing situation. Even if one of our friend is she is getting hike in a life and he is getting good accolades or all the admiration from other people, there should not be a change in attitude towards other friends.
Right.
And also there should not be a change in the nature as with respect to the various achievements in the life and like different conditions in the life.
Yeah, right. Absolutely true. What are the possible factors that cause a breakup of friendship?
There are various possible factors which causes which can cause break up the friendship, such as being disloyal or impatient,
mm-hmm.
then gossip, jealousy,
mm-hmm.
then rude behavior,
mm-hmm.
then power status. So for example, sometimes friends become, they indulge themselves in more of gossip sometimes,
mm-hmm.
so that
degrading that, one another.
That gossip is like degrading the relationships.
Right.
Also, sometimes one of the friend is getting, he's advancing in his life and he's achieving so many things, many great things, and he is making good progress.
Mm-hmm.
But other friend who is not benefited with, like he is not having such kind of achievements, he is getting jealous. Then
mm-hmm.
definitely there is a. There happened to be a breakup.
Right.
Also, sometimes people become rude due to certain reasons,
mm-hmm.
and that also causes a breakup in the friendship. Also,
right.
another important aspect is if any person achieves a good power status
mm-hmm.
in the society, other people they are always in like they cannot. Take this in a positive way, and that results in a breaking of the friendship.
Yeah, okay. So instead of saying also so many times, we can use, you know, more so, however,
yeah.
okay, these things will enhance your speaking, okay?